Chapter 3. Mountains and the Big Outdoors. Tramps. New Zealand is famous for its mountains and its countryside. There are mountains in 60% of the South Island and 20% of the North Island. Over 3/4 of New Zealand's people live in cities, but they are never very far from the countryside. Many Kiwis enjoy going on walks, or, as they say, tramps. People who come on vacation to New Zealand often like to go on tramps too. It is a good way to learn about the country and an excellent way to see how beautiful it is. There are many different tramps to go on in New Zealand. Some are along beaches, and some are through trees. Some are next to rivers, and some are in the mountains of the South Island or the volcanoes of the North Island. If you go on tramps near volcanoes, there are often hot springs, places where there are pools with hot water from volcanoes. One tramp near hot springs is from the Waikato River to the Haka Falls. The water here can be up to 22 degrees Celsius. At Waiutapu, Lady Knox Geyser, on the North Island, water goes 10 meters into the air every day at 10:15 a.m. Places where there are volcanoes often smell bad, a little like old eggs.
How Tongariro won Pihanga. Many years ago, 5 mountains lived together in the center of the North Island. 4 of them were male: Tongariro, Taranaki, Tauhara, and Puotawaki. The other, Pihanga, was female. Pihanga was a round mountain with soft green clothes. All the male mountains loved her. One day, they had a big fight about her. It was a hard fight. But finally, Tongariro won. Right away, he put his soft cloud arms around Pihanga. Then he told the other male mountains to leave. Mountains can only move at night, so they all had to move quickly while the sun was down. Tauhara and Puotawaki decided to travel to the ocean. But Tauhara was so sad to be leaving Pihanga, he kept stopping to look back at her. By the time the sun came up, he was only by Lake Taupo. Puutawaki was very close to the ocean. Taranaki was so angry with Tongariro that he moved away very quickly. When the sun came up, he was at the far west of the island. Today, he still looks back and shouts at Tongariro, who won the fight for Pihanga.
Most tramps take between 3 and 5 days. People who go on tramps often carry their things in a bag on their back, in a backpack. Trampers usually sleep in tents or trampers' huts. If you stay in a tramper's hut, you are often with other young people. It can be a lot of fun to meet young people from New Zealand and other countries, and to talk about the tramps you are doing. The Te Araroa Trust is making a new path right now. This will cross all of New Zealand from Cape Rainier at the top of the North Island to Bluff on the South Island. It will be 3,000 kilometers long. Its name will be Long Pathway, or Te Araroa.
Fact: New Zealand's mountains are around 5 million years old. This makes them very young mountains. The oldest mountains in the world are over 3 billion years old.
Mount Cook on the South Island is New Zealand's highest mountain at 3,754 meters. New Zealand's mountains are not very high, but they can be difficult to climb. Sir Edmund Hillary learned how to climb by climbing New Zealand's mountains. You can also climb New Zealand's volcanoes, for example, Mount Taranaki on the North Island, which is 2,518 meters high. Most climbers in New Zealand climb mountains in the warmer months. Since New Zealand is in the southern hemisphere, the summer months are December, January, and February. On the west of the South Island, there are glaciers to walk on or climb. These are Fox Glacier and Franz Josef Glacier. They are like cold mountains of ice. Skiing. Another way to enjoy the mountains is to go skiing. Skiing is important to Kiwis, and there are lots of places to go skiing, on both the North and the South Islands. Some people think Turoa and Whakapapa are the best places to go skiing. Both are active volcanoes on the North Island on Mount Roapihu. There are not many places in the world where you can ski on an active volcano. Beach life. If you like to be outdoors but do not like to be so energetic, New Zealand has a very large coastline. For Kiwis, going to the beach is a part of daily life. They love swimming in the ocean and cooking food outside on a barbecue. 90 Mile Beach is the longest beach in New Zealand. 90 miles is about 145 kilometers. Kiwis do not know how the beach got its name because the beach is only 60 miles, 97 kilometers long. Hot Water Beach on the east coast of the North Island is a very unusual place. Hot water up to 64 degrees Celsius comes up out of the sand. You can make a hole and sit in the hot water while the cold ocean comes in over your legs.